This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. We'll be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. It is my first show back here for the year 2023. I hope you've been well. I hope you've been cool. I hope you've been smooth. I hope you are well. If you want to talk to me, if you want to reach me, it's simple. I'm online. I'm on the internet. I tried not to be on the internet for 2 weeks, but here I am. I'm back to work, so I'm on social media. It's at JR Sport Brief on Twitter, Facebook, and then Instagram. And, of course, this is the radio. It's audio. You want to hit me up, we got a phone number. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard, and you and everyone listening all over North America on the free Odyssey app, SiriusXM channel 158, your local affiliate. And man, if you got a smart speaker, you can always ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. We know what the huge news has been over the past 24 hours, a little more than 24 hours now at this point, and that's revolving around Damar Hamlin. No particular updates. We did hear from his uncle. Happens to be Dorian Glenn, who was outside the hospital. He spoke to multiple media outlets. And you know what? He actually said thank you for the love and support. He said that Mr. Hamlin, Damar, is now utilizing 50% less of the oxygen that was needed when he was originally intubated, put on that ventilator. And that's the positive news, I'd guess, that we have at this point. He still happens to be in critical condition. And so there's just a massive, massive question mark about his future and his health. And it is something that is an unknown as of this point. But this is Dorian Glenn, his uncle, Damar's uncle, a few hours ago, talking about just the love and support that they have received.
A lot of people don't get a chance to see how loved they are while they're alive. So for him to have a situation where he could have been taken away, and he has a chance to come back and see all that love that he got, it's truly an amazing thing, and I can't wait for him to see all the love and support that people have had for him, not just around the area, but around the country and the world. It's been amazing.
The love that he has received has been amazing, and it goes from the very moment that this accident took place on the field out in Cincinnati, even moving on into today. You know, some of the names that we've heard from, whether they happen to be coaches or players, have also been extremely, extremely powerful. Aaron Rodgers, as he does, he was on the Pat McAfee show today on Tuesday, and he talked about what this means from a player's perspective. You know, this is a game. We know it's a dangerous game. It's something that they love, something that they enjoy, something that they do for entertainment. But in moments like this, man, you get hit with life, and there are no more lines in the ground. This is what Rodgers had to say on Pat McAfee.
At the end of the day, there's one thread that connects all of us, right? And it's that we know that we are the modern day gladiators, right? We are providing entertainment for the masses and doing something we love, but we're also putting our bodies and our future health on the line. And I think that's one thread that connects all of us, that we have a respect for what it takes to go out on the field and play, and the attention to this being a 365-day-a-year job and the stresses of physical health and mental health and emotional health that it puts on us, and that we put our bodies on the line because we love doing it, because we love competing, and we enjoy providing entertainment for people. But at the end of the day, you don't think these type of things are going to happen. And when it does happen, everything is thrown out. A rivalry, distaste for a certain team, whatever it might be that might separate you a little bit, that's all gone.
That's from one of the greatest quarterbacks to play. It's from one of the best players to be in the game today. That's from someone who was a multiple-time MVP, going right into the Hall of Fame, going right into Canton whenever he retires. Damar Hamlin is from Pittsburgh, from the surrounding area. He went to school at Pitt, and knowing that he's 24 years old, someone who is familiar with him as he has kind of risen up through the ranks, becoming a sixth-round draft pick, still sticking around with this team, the Buffalo Bills, making it the hard way. Mike Tomlin has known Damar since he was 12 years old. And you heard from a Hall of Fame player. Now I'd say take a listen to someone who's on his way to being a Hall of Fame coach in Mike Tomlin.
Man, it's a really personal thing for me, being a Pittsburgher. And that young man being a Pittsburgher, I've known that guy probably since he was about 12. Just got a lot of respect and love for him as a human being, his commitment to the pursuit of his goals and dreams of doing what it is he's doing right now, which is playing in the NFL, and to watch him make personal decisions and make that a realization. It's just an honor to get to know young people like that. I had an opportunity to express that to him whenever I see him. We've played Buffalo each of the last two seasons, and he and I get to have a moment because it's just cool to not only appreciate these guys in terms of where they are now, but to know them since they were younger people, and to watch their maturation, their development, to watch them, earn what they've been chasing. It's just really a cool thing. And he's an example of that. I got a lot of love for that young man.
And he's received a lot of love and support. Right before the break, I told you that I'm sure you've heard this by now because it's an amazing story of people actually coming together. Damar Hamlin, his GoFundMe that was initially just set up as a toy drive and had a goal of $2,500, is now approaching $6 million. And his family has updated that GoFundMe to also say that this will not just support toys, but after-school programs and projects for young people, etc. And so if you want to find any type of shining light, is that there is humanity there. And that was Mike Tomlin from today. That was Aaron Rodgers from today. But when you are thrust onto the spot, thinking that you're going to talk about an impactful playoff game for the rest of the season, the regular season, playoff seedings, potentially the Super Bowl, home field advantage, number one seed, etc. And all of that just doesn't matter anymore. And Ryan Clark has done an amazing job since he's joined ESPN. His growth has been great since, I believe, 2015 when he stepped away from the field and into broadcasting. He was on ESPN last night, SportsCenter, also Scott Van Pelt, and he really put this into perspective from someone who also had a life-threatening issue on the field. Take a listen.
There was no more playing again tonight, Eve. There was no more next play, because for Damar Hamlin, there may not ever be a next play. For Damar Hamlin, there may not ever be another breath. These men tonight, in all their years of football, saw something they had never seen. And I heard Lisa Salters talk about what they had to witness. Everybody is going through this right now. Damar Hamlin's mother, Nina, had to come down out of the stands and ride to the hospital with her baby. Yeah, I know he's 24 years old, but it's never going to change what he means to her. This is about a brother. This is about a son. This is about a cousin. This is about a homeboy. This is about a teammate. This isn't about a football player. the lives of DeMar Hamlin and his family, the lives of the Buffalo Bills, the lives of the Cincinnati Bengals are forever changed tonight in a split second. That's how fast it can happen.
And then we've seen that. I don't want to say on a lesser level, because any injury is not a cool one. I mean, I don't even hearing recently Tua Tagovailoa going through more concussion issues makes you just go, well, damn. So it's not even a matter of apples to oranges, or this one to that one, or this one is worse or not. We know that these are human beings that are out there. They don't always get treated as such. You know, who's on my fantasy? And this guy did bad. And, you know, guys are getting, you know, death threats after games. Well, I don't mean it. I just want him to hurt. He hurt me and my fantasy and my money. So I want him to feel it too. We know these guys are humans. And it's really unfortunate when they are dehumanized. It'd be nice if we could all find a little bit more humanity without having to go through tragedy. But I guess that's just the human experience. I think that's just a part of being a human. You know, we take things for granted when they are normal. That's just the experience. I think it'd be cool if we were just all trying to be a little bit more thoughtful, me included, in regards to any and everything. I want to be positive about the show tonight, especially as we talked and had the first hour of the show. I said, man, there's so much that was said last night. One of our callers, and thank you so much, Chance, for calling from Alabama. He called last hour and he said, you know, well, yes, God bless him and everything. He's like, what do you think, JR? He asked me, he said, JR, what do you think they should do with the game? And I told him, man, I don't care. You know, I'm being honest. I am not enthusiastic about football right now. I don't know DeMar. I've never met him. There's probably, if I think hard enough, there might be 1 or 2 degrees of separation. I can think of 2 degrees of separation. But I've never met the guy. You know, I don't know him. Do I know some of the Bills? Yes. And I can't imagine. But I don't have to be a human and to witness something that all of us saw last night, that this man suffered just a cardiac event on the field after being hit in the chest. And, well, I don't care about the game. I'm glad I don't have to. Whenever the NFL reschedules it, whenever they have to do it, I'm glad that they have to think about it, not me. You know, some things you just refuse to deal with. And, yeah, sure, I get paid to have an opinion. I don't care. Like, I really don't. And I think also, you know, we all have to be real careful about what we say. A lot of the controversy, unfortunately, outside of DeMar, where all of the attention should be, you know, has been on, you know, social media and, you know, what people being insensitive. Skip Bayless was kind of beat up and down for a lot of his messaging. And he's a provocateur. And I saw the comments. I saw Scott Gardner and Isaiah Thomas and Des Bryant, and they're right, but that's what he does to draw attention. It's disgusting. It's not a matter of reading comprehension. He's not a stupid person. He knows exactly, you know, what he's doing, and he's trying to garner attention for himself. And it's something that he's made tons and buckets of money doing through the good and the bad, regardless of what it is. He's not a stupid man. Whether or not you want to respect him for his choice, which I feel he was very much aware of, and it has nothing to do with how he delivered his messaging. It wasn't just that tweet. There were tweets from him saying, yes, I will pray for him. But then at the same time, yeah, well, this feels different. And, you know, people need to learn to be just a little bit more considerate. But then we live in a world where a lot of people don't care. They're thinking about that dollar. But I want to give a big shout out to everyone who did care and does care. You know, whether it's someone out there delivering a prayer, whether it's someone out there delivering a thought, whether it's the individuals who decided to walk over to the hospital whether it's those in the stadium, whether it's the people who understood that what took place last night was bigger than the game. Those are the folks who deserve credit. And especially at this time when my show comes on, there are a lot of people out there, a lot of people who help individuals through similar situations that we all had to witness last night. You know, what makes this extraordinary is that Damar Hamlin is a public figure operating in a multi-billion dollar business. And we all witnessed it and we saw it. And all the best to him and his family as we all await the news. I also want to take a minute not to just give props to the people who helped save his life. We learned from his uncle he was resuscitated once on the field. He was resuscitated again when he got to the hospital. There are people listening to me right now who personally have to experience this every night. There are people who are first responders listening to me right now who are saving lives. There are people listening to me right now who are helping to protect lives. There are people listening to me right now who help families who deal with issues. There are people listening to me right now who deal with health issues and conditions. And so I just want to show a lot of love to Damar, his family, and every person listening to me right now where issues like this have an effect. It doesn't matter what end of the spectrum that you're on. That's just love for me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I know that there are a lot who have many opinions and many thoughts, and I want to allow you to continue to share those with us tonight. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The JR Sport Brief Show is back here in 2023. I'm going to take your calls, and when we come back, I want to show some love to those fans in Cincinnati and Buffalo as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I've been listening to you maybe 10, 11 months, and I always appreciate you being poignant, intelligent, and exact when you have to be.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm trying to show love tonight. It's the beginning of the year. First day I'm back for the year 2023, and despite the terrible news and everything that the family of Damar Hamlin has had to experience and everyone waiting, I wanted to show some love, and I wanted to show love to all of the first responders who are listening, the first responders who tended to Damar, and everyone listening to me tonight, whether you are fighting fires, whether you're helping to fight infection, or whether you're fighting for people's lives, much love to you at the top of the year from me as well. We got the phone lines open. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And then also want to talk to you just about how amazing the community in Buffalo is. I think, as we all know, surrounding the Bills and their players, I'm sure you've heard the stories, even from when Josh Allen first became a Buffalo Bill, how the community supported him after the passing of his grandmother, and even some of the acts that we have seen and witnessed from those in Cincinnati last night. Pretty amazing to see people and humans showing their good side and coming together in a moment of tragedy. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Greg is here from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Oh, my God, JR, welcome back. Sorry I had to be under these conditions, Mr. Positive. Hey, as tragic as this was for Damar, what did we learn as a society and as humanity? I think it most of all taught us about our priorities, where they should lie, and about our love for our fellow man, and that we should care. And it's not about money. It's not about greed. It's not about corporate greed and making billions and billions of dollars. What I loved, and there was a possibility that they could play this game, and they decided not to. It showed you, America, where our values are, where they should be placed, and we should not worry about the billions and billions of dollars. And you were spot on, my friend, about you can't think about football right now. You're thinking about the love of this gentleman. You're thinking about going forward. What should we do about sports and football and how we should address these issues concerning the health of the players? And Aaron had some great thoughts on that, Aaron Rodgers. And wow. Yeah, but whoa, you're right. Great show.
Well,
great love.
You. Well, thank you so much, Greg, for calling from Michigan. You know, we shared with you some of those words from Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee's show, who talked about just the sacrifices that players make for today. But he didn't stop there. Aaron Rodgers continued on with Pat McAfee, and he gave Zach Taylor and Sean McDermott, he gave them credit, you know, for having to handle this decision. And the coaches are the leader of the team. I mean, we could think about the quarterback and the player. The team goes a lot of times as the coach can help pull them together for. And so Aaron Rodgers gave both of the credit coaches a lot of credit last night, or this morning, I should say. Listen to what he had to say.
I do want to say this as well. Like, I think one person who deserves a lot of credit in the situation is Coach Taylor. I saw him walk across the field, and just the empathy that I saw in his face and the way he handled that thing. And then, obviously, because Coach McDermott, I mean, like, oh, this is your guy, right? Like, and he was going through it. But just the way that he – it wasn't even a question. No, we're not going to play this game. What are you talking about? Do you need more time? Do you need any time? Do you want to even play? I mean, that felt like that was a conversation right there. So big kudos to Zach for not saying, oh, hey, let's – no, we're going to play this. Yep, you got 5 minutes, okay? I know it's – you know, you're – you know, there could have been so many insensitive, you know, obviously in the moment and also hindsight for sure, moments that could have been had right there. But I thought he handled that thing the exact right way. And – whether or not, you know, we can second guess the NFL and all the decisions afterwards, but I don't know, had it not been for Zach, you know, and Coach McDermott coming together, would they have not gone to the locker room and tried to play? Because playing at that point was not even close to important as this young man's life.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And we heard repeatedly on the broadcast last night from Troy Aikman and Joe Buck that they were given 5 minutes to pretty much, you know, just kind of warm up and get back out there. That's been refuted by Troy Vincent, who I think most of us might remember as a defensive back in the NFL himself. He currently works in the NFL league office as the executive vice president of football operations. It sounds crazy to say because I feel like I watched Troy Vincent play yesterday. And so, you know, what the communication or what the miscommunication was or what it wasn't, I personally feel is irrelevant. I know a lot of people are arguing about, you know, did they give him five? Did they not give him five? It's like, who was right? Who was wrong? I'm like, who cares? Like, who gives a damn who was right or who was wrong? Or, you know, whether there, I'll lean somewhere in the middle. How about there was a miscommunication between whatever was told downstairs and upstairs? And if I'm wrong, then who cares? Who cares? They didn't play, which is the right thing. More the concern is around DeMar of as where it should be. And I think that's ultimately what is most important. Look, LeBron James ain't have a damn thing to do with the game last night as he was busy, you know, doing reverse back alley-oops with the Charlotte Hornets. And LeBron James, he sat and spoke to the media in Charlotte after their game last night. And because it's LeBron, we have to ask him everything. One of the reporters asked him about the decision to postpone the game. And LeBron James said, man, it doesn't matter what sport it is. The health and the safety of the athletes are the best, even for the NFL, obviously. Listen.
It's definitely the right call by either whoever made that call, Roger Goodell, or whoever had an opportunity, the authority to make that call to suspend that. The safety of our players in all sports is always the most important. So, you know, it was a terrible thing to see. And I wish, you know, nothing but the best for that kid, for the city of Buffalo, for the franchise of the Bills, and like I said, for the rest of the NFL too as well, and also the Bengals that was there, and, you know, playing in that game. So I'm a huge fan of the NFL. I'm a huge fan of football. And, you know, you never want to see anything like that happen, even in the type of competition that they're playing in.
855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Buffalo, and let's talk to Kevin. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, JR, man. Good looks on having me on. I just want to say, number one, listening to you and your empathy and the way that you look at all sports, man, it's just like, you know, not to like gas you up too much, but dude, it's just an honor and it's a privilege to listen to someone like you and come from all sides, bro. So good looks on that because you're doing us all a favor.
Thank you for listening. Go ahead.
Yo, no problem, man. Thank you. So I'm somebody who about right around 15 years ago, okay, I'm at a company picnic. And we're all throwing the ball around at this little park outside of Buffalo, Akron Falls Park, okay? And it was like a little IT company that we all work for, okay? His name's Jeremy. Just so you know, like, I'm just throwing a name out so that people know they can look it up a little bit. So I'm not, like, you know, so I'm telling you what's up. So we end up playing, instead of playing catch, we end up going and we end up playing, like, a pickup game, a two-hand touch, okay? This guy was 42 years old. After one of the plays, okay, he's walking back to the huddle, and I watch my boss just fall right on his face. And we don't know what's going on. We had a military person there, so he was there looking at everything, ended up administering CPR, unfortunately, and God bless him and his wife and his family. He ended up passing away. It was a cardiac arrest out of nowhere, non-contact. And he had a cardiac arrest that led to and or a heart attack, and just he was gone. And one thing I want to say is, you know, in a way, maybe yes, it could have been that hit on Damar Hamlin, and God bless him and his family, but maybe it wasn't. And he was actually, there may have been an ailment, just like my boss who passed away right in front of me, all right, in front of us. Right there from the same thing. He didn't fall backwards. He fell forwards right on his face. And then he was gone. But we didn't have the medical attention that God willing, the Bills had to save this young man's life. And maybe it was just something that, you know, in a way he was lucky because this may have happened somewhere else, just like my boss, Jeremy. You know, maybe it might have happened somewhere else. And it makes me think of, like, just – like a little, how insignificant the actual game is, because that's what it is to us as fans. Yes, it's their life, it's their livelihood, but we're fans. And to us, we have our life, we have our family. This is a game. And, you know, I'm part of the Bills Mafia, the biggest and the baddest, you know, social media team, whatever. But there's so many fans also that just like talk trash to each other, even though we root for the same team. They might not agree with who we should pick up or a coach's decision or something like this, or who's great or who's not great that week. And they just talk so much smack to each other. Mm-hmm. And my hope is that, like, they just see the bigger picture and be like, okay, you know what, we're on the same team and we're on humanity's team. And you know what, man, just take it easy. It's not that serious. This young man's life is serious. And that's what I attribute it to, and myself included, because I've been back and forth, you know.
I appreciate you for calling up from Buffalo. Yeah, we don't know the extent of what took place or the why. We know what we saw. We know that we can surmise from what we have heard that he suffered a cardiac event, and the full causes and the why and what happens now is just a matter of, well, damn it, I know we all hope that that he has a positive outcome to whatever degree that certainly is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, I want to talk about, you know, Bills Mafia, the fans in Cincinnati, and how supportive that they've been. It's been absolutely amazing, the response that's come as a result. So I'm going to get to more of your calls definitely on the other side. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Listening to you and your empathy and the way that you look at all sports, man, it's just like, you know, not to like gas you up too much, but dude, it's just an honor and it's a privilege to listen to someone like you and come from all sides, bro. So good luck on that because you're doing us all a favor.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I told you about the support that Damar Hamlin has received just from all over America, all over the world. We know that his initial GoFundMe toy drive has moved from $2,500. It has now exceeded that all the way almost to $6 million. And I could think about other entities and individuals who have supported this on social media. I think you will probably have noticed by now every NFL team has changed their main icon, a photo image, whatever you want to call it, to Damar's name, his number, supporting him. The Buffalo Sabres in taking on the Capitals tonight, of which they won 5-4. The Sabres, their players showed up with shirts coming through and supporting Damar. You have teams that have nothing to do with football. The Cincinnati Reds, obviously, the Bengals that took place in Cincinnati last night. But the Reds decided to go ahead and place a big board in their stadium with prayers for Damar that's visible from the outside. Pro Football Hall of Fame changing their colors up. And so we've seen the support, and we've seen the humanity, and it's good when we can see it. It'd be nice to see it on a more daily basis. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Josh is calling from Washington. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Josh.
Well, I mean, first of all, JR, welcome back, man. It's good to have you back. I mean, it's probably tough in a time like this, but you know, you're doing a good job. I want to just say, in a day like today, like when I went to bed, I was kind of scared to wake up because I didn't know what would happen, like news-wise. You know, tune in the DA show, I didn't know there'd be any news, and pretty much the same thing. It's just been been really hard today. But in light of all this, we've seen just how much light there can be in just a dark time. I mean, we've seen support all over the country. I mean, you don't even have to like football. Like, you don't even have to follow it. You could be know what's happening and sending your thoughts and seeing even Bengals fans. I mean, when they announced the game was suspended, there was no booing. They were just so respectful. And you're right. We need this more on a daily basis. Just a really sweet time. And, JR, before I go, I know we have a lot of callers, but I just wanted to say a quick word of prayer, if that'd be okay with you. Just, this has been a tough time. I hope that'd be okay with you just on air.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness. Lord, this is a really, really tough time, Lord. And we don't want to doubt you, Lord. We really don't. But it's tough in this time, Lord. But you can show us your goodness, Lord, through this time. And just thank you. Thank you so much. Just for life, Lord. We take it for granted. And thank you so much for Damar. He's been an inspiration, Lord. Just pray, Lord willing, Lord, for something to happen, something positive to happen. We don't know what it's going to be, Lord. It's in your hands. We thank you for today. Again, help us trust in you and everything we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, JR. Have a good day.
Thank you, Josh. Appreciate you for calling from Washington. Manny is calling from Flushing. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Manny.
What's up, bro? Happy New Year and to you and your family. How's it going?
To you as well, man. It's okay. I think that's the only word to kind of say right now. What's on your mind, Manny?
Yes, man. Look, first off, my prayers goes out to Hamlin and his family, man. It's just well said for that person, the previous caller, about prayer, man. I mean, at the end of the day, we just need love, man. We've been through a lot in recent years with COVID and other things. And, you know, what happened last night was just sad. It was just unfortunate. And just, it makes you realize that, man, life is too short, man. You know, when I saw these players, they felt that, man, can't believe it's him. You know, he's so well loved by his community and his family. And, you know, to be honest with you, I didn't even know who he was until like hours ago, until like out, like just moments after, you know, what happened. And then Ryan Clark, you know, it made that very eloquent, emotional speech about it, about his situation, how it mirrors his situation. I mean, look, at the end of the day, man, love your family, love your loved ones, because, you know, you never know what life is going to bring. I'm just praying for this young man and his family to get well. I mean, forget about football. Let's pray for his life, man, and the rest of it. He's 24 years old. He has a lot of weight. He has a lot of life to live. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, thank you, Manny, for calling from Flushing. Let's go back up to Buffalo, and let's talk to Ed. Hey, Ed, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ed?
Yes, I went to the game. I was at the game. It was an amazing atmosphere earlier in the day. I mean, it was totally playoff atmosphere. Two great teams, and it was good until obviously. My point that I wanted to call is.
Can you turn the background down, Ed, please?
Oh yeah, sorry. I got. Okay, Alexa, shut down. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. I'm hanging drywall too, but I had to call in because, like I said, I went to the game and the Cincinnati fans were great. When it happened, it took a while. You know, no one knew. And then, you know, the guy, I was like, we were going back and forth, a Cincinnati fan, big dude. And he was, you know, we were just going back and forth, giving him ribbon, you know, I was trying to tell him, yeah, come on, Cincinnati, run the ball. And we were just going back and forth. And then it happened. And then it was like so quiet. I mean, the fans were just like so classy. I mean, it was the classiest. I've been to a lot of away games, and Cincinnati was so classy. And in fact, the guy like 20 rows up yelled, "Who dat?" You know, they were saying, and this big guy, you know, two guys stood up and go, "What do you?" You know, they were like, they were gonna rip his head off. You know, it's their own fans, but it was just unreal. And you know, we really didn't know. People were Googling, we didn't know what was going on. You know, right away, it took a while for everyone to realize the severity of the injury. Yeah,
the fact that everyone could just have respect about what took place, and that's why I wanted to show love to everybody in Cincinnati. Thank you, Ed, for calling from Buffalo. I think when you have folks who are just, you know, typically you'll have a jerk. I wasn't there. I didn't hear or see anything that was indicative of such. I was actually a little surprised when, you know, we saw folks going over to the hospital. They know that they can't get in, but they wanted to go and show support in whatever way. And I was a little shocked at that. And that was actually beautiful to see. 855-212-4CBS. John is here from Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR.
How are you?
I'm just calling about named Chuck Hughes.
I'm familiar with him. He's not
just the first guy to die on a National Football League field.
Yes,
John. Back in 1971.
Yes. Correct.
And do you know they completed the game? He was a wide receiver.
Yes.
He didn't die from a hit. It was a heart attack.
Yes.
The coaches, Jim Dooley and Joe Schmidt, they didn't get together like the Buffalo and Cincinnati coaches did. Pete Rozelle was the commissioner then, and he let the game go on.
Yes, I'm familiar, Chuck. And I think, well, excuse me, you're John. You're not Chuck.
Right.
I'm familiar.
I'm talking about Chuck Hughes, the wide receiver.
No, John. Yes, John. I don't know if you heard me. I actually was trying to say that to you early in the conversation. I'm familiar with Chuck Hughes. I think most people, unfortunately, after learning about Damar Hamlin, have also learned more about Chuck Hughes. So, yeah, he is someone who is, as far as most records, he was the last person to pass away as a result of any, or at least I should say, a collapse on the field. And his was more so, from what we know, due to a heart disease. The situation right now with Damar is still something that is obviously in the process. And I think the most important process I think most of us hope for is that he can return to some type of wellness.
That is true. I agree 100%.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate you for calling from Washington, D.C. I think most people have learned about Chuck. That was 1971. Yes, they did continue on with the game. This is 2023. There is so much more of an emphasis on player health. If you think about even just any situation, concussions, that's where people have a lot of focus on. The expansion of the season, the equipment, the fields. I mean, these are all issues that we hear about and have heard about over the past several months, the past several seasons, when it comes down to player health. I could not imagine a circumstance of which they would have continued that game last night. And even someone like Jerry Jones did agree. You'll hear from Jerry Jones on the other side. I'll get to more of your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.